SBS Radio.
Let's talk about fashion. French designer Raphael Joly, in her company Imane, is creating handmade bags with indigenous designs. And she's joining us on NITV Radio. Welcome, Raphael. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Saka. Thank you for having me.
How did this idea come about for making the bags?
Actually, my mom had a business and she still has it back in France. And she's had her business for about 15 years now. And she sells fabrics and sewing kits. And so I've been kind of raised within this very creative environment. And so when I moved to Australia, I've always had the idea of opening my own business. And I started originally 3 years ago importing her products. And about a year ago, I've decided to sort of become more independent and have my own designs. And that's when I created Imane, which means face in Arabic, and also Mane means hand in Latin. So at Imane, everything is handmade by me in my workshop in St. Kilda. And the whole purpose of this business for me is to share stories and celebrate craftswomanship. And the first collection is then the Aboriginal design collection.
Mm-hmm. And you're making indigenous themed bags. What attracted you to producing these bags?
So just to give a bit of a context, so part of this collection are handbags, but also clutch and purses and cushion covers, so all sorts of different handmade accessories. And originally, I had a real coup de cœur, or if I can say like a crush for those fabrics, for the vibrance of the colors and the finesse of the artwork. But I was really, really touched also by the stories that those artwork carry with them and all the stories behind. And for me, it was a complete discovery of the Aboriginal history and culture through fabrics. And fabrics is really my language. So it was amazing for me to be able to know a bit more of the Australian history and the Aboriginal culture through those artwork. Also, what is really important at Imane is that we celebrate women and their talents. And all the designs that I'm using are from female Aboriginal artists. And so for me, it has also this very important connection between women and the possibility to share their stories and celebrate their talents and their creativity.
Mm-hmm. And where are these artists located?
So I'm working with three artists, and they are from Northern Territory. I work with a company called MS Textiles based in Melbourne, and they've been specialised in Aboriginal design fabrics for more than 30 years. So they worked directly with each artist, meet them and get to know them and commission their artwork to make sure that their work is recognised or accredited.
And can you tell us, please, a little bit more about the bags? Bear in mind, we are radio, so yeah, can you describe them to us and tell us how they actually look like?
Yeah, sure. So the handbags, at the moment, the handbags that I've designed is more of a tote bag style handbag. And it's got different pockets inside. So what I've done for those designs, so as I said before, I've got the handbag. So it's a tote bag design. And then I've got some clutch as well, and some little purse. So all this collection, I've decided to associate the Aboriginal designs with some coated linen, some plain fabric, because then I can really highlight different colors of the pattern and really play with all the different colors and the movement and the finesse of the design. So for me, what's very important in each design is to keep them simple but elegant, and also with a very good attention to details. I'm very particular with every little pocket that has a little matching stripe that, every single little detail has been thought, and it's very important to me.
Mm-hmm. And before you talked about the stories, so what stories or what colors or what patterns are you using in this collection?
So I'm using 5 different designs, and all the colors are very vibrant. They're mostly warm colors, and so some sort of plum and pink and a lot of green as well, a lot of brick color. They're very subtle, like they're not primary colors. They're all very subtle, and it's really like a big playground for me where I can really play with all the different colors within the designs. So they tell different stories. So a few of them tell a lot of stories about indigenous and native ingredients, like bush sultana or bush banana, bush tomato. So those are very interesting stories. And there's another one that is specific. That is a story about the Korobori, which is the traditional ceremony by Aboriginal communities. So what I really love in this design is really the feeling of movement through the pattern.
Yeah, I guess that was my next question. So what do you love most about Aboriginal artworks?
Yeah, so as I said, the movement is very interesting, but also the meaning behind it. I found it fascinating that this is a way for Aboriginal communities to translate their stories and to share their stories. So for me, it's very touching and it's very fascinating because I've never seen that before. So it's really the connection between cultures. My background is French and I moved to Australia, and I get to know the Aboriginal culture and their stories through those artwork with incredible vibrant colors and lot of little details and lots of finesse in every design. So I'm very honored that I had the chance to do this collection and share those stories.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to maybe export this to France, back to where you were taking originally the products from, so maybe back?
Yeah, possibly. Totally. I think there's a high demand in France for those designs, so, and to know a bit more about the Aboriginal culture. So it's definitely something that I'm thinking of. And but I've already had a few customers buying my products to send them overseas, which I found very interesting. And I love when I can meet some customers, and I know that I had customers from Denmark and from France, from South Africa. So I know that those stories have already traveled, and this really makes me emotional, and I'm always very happy.
Mm-hmm. What is the feedback you're getting from your customers?
I think that people love the stories that each design carry and what it tells about the culture and the Aboriginal culture. So they really love the idea of having an accessory that can be more than just an accessory and can actually tell a lot. So they obviously love the designs and how I played with the colors, but also they love all the meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning to do some more products than just handbags and clutches?
Yes, I've got a new handbag design coming up soon, a bit more wintry. So I'm working on that at the moment. But I design collection very, maybe I can say organically or very intuitively. So definitely if I come across more designs that I love, I will expand the collection.
That was Raphaëlle Joly from Imane, a French woman living in Melbourne in Australia. And she was talking to us about how she uses indigenous designs to create original handmade handbags, and how she's using that to learn about Australian Aboriginal culture and stories and share those. Thank you so much, Raphaëlle.
Thank you so much, Saka.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.